For the Refugee Week and the launch of it, what did you think of today in general, first of all?
Well, look, it was wonderful to see so many people here and actually experiencing, you know, the different cultures and learning. You know, when I was in Lesbos, Greece, rescuing Syrian refugees, you know, seeing the look and fear and the panic on their face, and then seeing humanity shared by, you know, the volunteers and other families. And you come to Australia and you come to a week like this where we celebrate, you know, that freedom, and we celebrate that, you know, community spirit, which is, you know, essentially Australian. But it's good to see that, you know, there's so many events and so many functions on that is actually highlighting that humanity.
How long ago were you in Lesbos?
So in January, I was in Lesbos from the 4th to the 14th, and we were there based at Lighthouse Molivos, and yeah, we had the peak of the season of refugees coming across via boats, and you know, all in their fake life jackets and all in the, you know, the cheapest made boat. You know, I commonly tell people, you know, it's like being at you know, the New Year's Eve fireworks, and you know, you're all in that packed bus, all in that packed tram trying to get home. And when the tram stops or the bus stops, you know, the driver doesn't know how to drive. It's falling apart. And that's your best option in life, that when you get off, you know, you've got somewhere to go, or you got, you know, it's just crazy that that whole experience and seeing those refugees actually go and put themselves in that just to get to freedom to start and, you know, look after their families.
What do you think of Australia's policy on humanitarian intake of 12,000? What do you think of that number itself?
Well, look, numbers are irrelevant because it's like the attitude. So when you have, you know, these people trying to come here and these people wanting to come here, and we've got, you know, a beautiful big land to share. You know, we can do our part. You know, we've cut our foreign aid budget. You know, we've, you know, got a small intake. When, you know, we're Australians, we can obviously do better, but we can also, you know that the quality of the people that we get coming to Australia, you know, that, you know, they're smart, they're educated, you know, refugees, you know, they're determined, you know, they make good athletes, as we've seeing in the Olympics coming. They make good doctors, they make good, you know, family people, and they contribute to paying their way with taxes.
Your final thought for Refugee Week in general and refugees in Australia?
Well, look, I've made many good friends of refugees simply from having that attitude to, you know, go there and help them. And for me, it was the image of Ireland Curdy that changed my life, you know, changed my opinion. And, you know, all the communities, all the food they share, all the, you know, all the culture, all the cooking, it, you know, it's beautiful. And, you know, it's an Aussie barbecue with some extras. And you know, it's this is what Refugee Week is about. It's about learning and experiencing, you know, different cultures. And, you know, we are a well-ingrained multicultural society. You know, we, you know, have Indigenous population who teach us their ways. We have, you know, the Syrian refugees come here, Afghan refugees, you know, who've, you know, can teach and learn. So, you know, this week is about listening to their stories and actually learning from them.
Thank you very much, Simon.
You're right. Thank you so much.